Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like them apples, Dan Ball. The Red Sox will not be going 0-6 in this season-deciding six-game stretch. They got the win last night, 4-1. It started off a little shaky. I was a little in Dan Ball worried land. Lucas Giolito did not have his best stuff. I'm not sure we're going to see Lucas Giolito with his best stuff again this season, but it was good enough to get the win. You had the fun back end of everything. The back end of the lineup, Nathaniel Lowe. Nope, I'm not calling him Low Vaughn. We're not doing that here on WEEI Afternoons.
Who the hell calls him Low Vaughn?
That's the thing. Nesson put it out like that's what they're calling him behind the scenes. He's Low Vaughn.
Low Vaughn. Oh, my God. By the way, in watching, rewatching the highlights of last night's game, which was, you could call it a thriller. I choose to call it a white knuckler because that was, even though it was a three-run win, that was a hang on and treat it like a playoff type of game.
Oh, hell no. Once you were up 4-1 and you get to Whitlock and Chapman, it's over with an as you would say, Fitzy. Yeah, over.
And the stats, and I know the stats back it up, but I got to say, in rewatching those highlights, seeing Nathaniel Lowe amble over in the ninth inning, I believe it was, to catch a pop foul to make the second out, I just sort of looked at it. I was like, man, that guy's got such an only baseball body. He 100% is such a baseball player, not an athlete.
So Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Dan Ball's mom all think that Nathaniel Lowe, Low Vaughn, looks interesting, right? When you first set eyes on him, and I can't really decide if it's the physique, if it's the way he wears his hat. He wears his hat kind of high on his head. He's got the mustache. There's just a lot going on there. He almost looks like, I don't know, he'd fit in the 70s or 80s on an old Topps baseball card.
That mustache is like kind of haggard, but vintage ball player-y. Yeah. Like he could be a foreman on a construction site. Like if he told you, like in a past life, I feel like I was a dock worker. Yep. 100%.
Absolutely. Or if he just told me he's an actor who's trying to look like a baseball player and this is what he came up with his buddies. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. Narvaez, 2 RBI. Lowe, 2 RBI. That's 4 runs. Mm-hmm. That's your ball game. And it feels like the angst that a lot of people had, there was a breath. Okay. Because, in part, some other results went your way. Thank you, mm-hmm. A's. And I hate to bring this to the air. It's a weird take because I'm sure you saw the incident between Tarik Skubal and Fry.
That was awful. The poor guy now has facial fractures.
Awful. And the reaction from Skubal was perfect. Perfect. It's the way I would want my son to react if something went like that on a pitcher's mound. But I'll also say this. Sometimes pitchers aren't the same after incidents like that.
No.
Sometimes it shakes their ability to go back and throw 100 and worry, am I going to hit another guy in the face if I throw 100 over here? So there's a lot of little tidbits that are falling the Red Sox way, but none more important than you getting the W last night in Toronto against a Blue Jays team that scuffling a little bit. We already saw the flip in the AL Central in the standings. Don't give up the idea there could be a flip in the AL East. The Yankees could still catch the Blue Jays. There is a hell of a lot going on in baseball right now.
Yeah, where would you rather go? Since it looks like the Red Sox may be locking down or are making progress with a magic number of 1, 2, 3 for the remainder of the season. Would you rather, obviously you'd rather they play at Fenway because they have a much better home record this year and Fenway has been a vibe. But would you rather they go, Andy, to New York to play the Yankees? Would you rather they go back to SkyDome, or excuse me, I'm sorry, I still call it SkyDome, Rogers Center to take on the Jays? Or would you rather they somehow magically end up as the third wild card and have to take on likely the AL Central winner? Would you rather they go to, I still call it the Jake?
I think right now, and this could be recency bias, I'd rather go to Toronto. I know
it's not that impressive of a team. I don't know. No. Cora loves them. Like, I'd look at that team like, you guys have 90-something wins?
Yeah, they and they have obviously faded. They were hot, and they have faded. But I think if you gave me my choice, I would probably want to go to Toronto. The obvious answer for a theatrical presentation is the Yankees.
Yes.
You know, Yankee Stadium, Red Sox, Yankees, the playoffs, the whole thing, Judge, all of it. But I think I would pick if I'm looking to advance. And that's what I'm looking for now. No longer. We talked about it late yesterday, but that was when we were all a little shook heading into these six games. Mm-hmm. No longer is it just make the playoffs. Now I'm getting greedy, to steal the manager's words. And by the way, the manager, Alex Cora, will join us about 25 minutes from now, 2:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to AC as things heat up for Red Sox Nation and the Red Sox get that win. He manages the bullpen like, I don't know, the playoffs are already here. He said we can't talk about October, but feels like it's already here. Feels like we're already in October
land. Feel like a playoff? The way he managed that game, that'll be my second question to him. My first question will be, how big a sigh of relief did you breathe in the second inning when that ball was ripped by Springer down the line? And to me, it looked like it was fair, but luckily they got the foul call.
Yep.
And then that was non-reviewable. And then the changeup that was maybe about 6 inches off the plate that was called strike three for Giolito. Like, things finally broke the Red Sox way for a change, Andy, after it feels like they hadn't for a few weeks.
Yeah, that validated my theory that all umps, referees, and officials kind of stink. But sometimes they stink for you, and sometimes you benefit from the stink. And that was a situation that you may not get a year from now, because somebody would have tapped on their head there and said, hey, let's go to the ABS and see what the comps, the computers, the robots say about
that. Hold on 1 second. Let me check chat MLB. That was fair. Okay, thanks.
So what was the best part of last night's win for you? What was the feel-good moment or breath of fresh air, whatever you want to call it, moment or aspect of last night's 4-1 win that has you feeling better about the Boston Red Sox, Fitzy?
Justin Wilson getting that out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Justin Wilson, who looks like he looks like every time he takes the mound, it's like, is that John Lester's stunt double just with a little facial hair? Like, looks the like almost has the same composition and build, comes out there and then has a walk, and it's like, oh no, this is how this is going to go. The bullpen's going to blow it. Giolito can't find it. God, we are going to be just sweating this one out all the way to Sunday. And then he gets that important fifth out and preserves the 4-1 lead. And then you think, okay, now I'm one step closer. I'm one inning closer to getting to the lockdown, which is obviously Whitlock in eight and Chapman in the ninth. That was a huge, huge, huge out to get last night.
Yeah, 4 1/3 no-hit innings from the bullpen, which I think you probably have come to expect from the combo of Whitlock and Chapman. Mm-hmm. Although Chapman, I will say, I know everybody points to whatever that was a little over a week ago where the perfection kind of came to an end. He not only gave up hits, gave up runs, and he seems to have longer at-bats and innings now than he was having previously. I don't know if that's fatigue or normal, but even last night there was an at-bat there that started to go 9, 10, 11 pitches, I think.
He sweats an awful lot. I know that's just sort of like his
manner
of
sweating.
Nothing, but like he makes me sweat watching him even when he's throwing 100 because the guy sweats so damn much. That being said, I wouldn't be surprised if he's a little fatigued.
I think everybody is. Honestly, at this point in the season, unless you had the ability to really manage things, they're not in management mode right now. They're trying to manage their way into the postseason. Dan Ball, yes.
To your point about Chapman, too, he's had 7 outings this year where he's thrown at least 20 pitches, and 4 of them have come since August 27th. So this is becoming a trend.
It's becoming. If we want to dig deep, there's a lot of those trends I don't like about the pitching staff in particular. The lineup is what the lineup is. If anything, the lineup might be turning a corner in a more positive direction. I feel a little bit better about Bregman than I have in recent weeks. Abreu, maybe he'll get his timing down and be a contributor for this lineup. Oh, my God, Yoshida? Is he actually contributing to the Boston Red Sox? Good. Yes, Dan Ball again.
327 in 56 plate appearances in the month of September for Masataka Yoshida, whom Andy owes an apology.
So you just got so excited. Fitzy, you should have seen Dan Ball's face when I said, is even Yoshida contributing? And Dan Ball just lit up with this big smile raised. He's like, I got to tell something.
I just read it like 10 minutes ago. Sorry, that's on me.
But that's great. We talk about it all the time. Like, if you can extend this lineup a little bit and add a couple guys sprinkled throughout that you know, you got Bregman and you got Story. Story's defense is a little bit lacking lately.
Hell of a jump throw late in the game when they needed it, though.
Yeah, how come he makes the jump throw but not the regular throw early in the game? His throw is
how come he can't
erratic.
Hold on to a freaking relay over at second, drop the damn ball.
No, Fitzy took a turn there. I brought up negative, and he goes all, did you see that jump throw? And then he's like, maybe he'll hold on to the damn ball. Yeah, there's a lot going on with Trevor Story defensively.
There is.
There's a lot going on with Story.
No, it's not like
fatigue.
But that's the crazy part is like the routine is now difficult and the difficult looks routine.
It's been like 5 years since he played this many games, literally. Like, I'm not exaggerating. And Alex Cora's talked to us about that, you know, he's going to play all these number of games and that's great. Maybe it's starting to wear on him. Maybe it's wearing on Chapman. But the reality is everybody's going through it for the most part. Right, there's a lot of teams that need to win baseball games right now. They're not in the position in the final week to just, we clinched and we're just going to figure out our rotation for the playoffs and we're just going to rest this guy and rest. Like, there's a lot of guys, teams battling for position and playoffs and what they need. So if you're fatigued, hit the cold tub, get an energy drink, do whatever the hell you, pickle juice or whatever the various options you have to get yourself grinding right. But I thought that was a really fun win. Again, it started out concerning. I think Dan Ball, is it fair to say early in that game you were leaning into your negative thoughts? They were emboldening your negative thoughts?
Yeah, I would say just with the situation with Springer that Fitzy was talking about and the inconsistency of Giolito and the walks from Giolito.
He just walks guys now. It's the reality. That is who he is now.
He's been trying to nibble a lot recently because the fastball velocity is down. So you can tell that he's really trying to get to the corners.
Ball don't lie. That's exactly what it is. With his fastball down about 2 miles per hour, he's trying to win a bit more with finesse. And while he got the call against Springer, he's not always going to get the call. I've never really thought of him as much as a finesse pitcher. So you're now get ready for at best probably in the postseason like, you know, a five inning, two run affair from Giolito would be like manna from heaven, would be an early Christmas gift. Like, that's probably the best you could ask for. And then you have to hope that the bullpen between Slayton and Wilson and Tolley. Yeah, and we may have to have a conversation about our guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Totally in a minute. I think he's a little fatigued too, even though he just got here. That's what you're going to have to look forward to, Andy.
But Andy, after the first couple innings where things were very much teetering, and I sent this to you last night because, of course, you were the first one on my phone after they won the game and could no longer go 0-6. Andy is consistent on and off air.
0-6 was officially eliminated as a possibility.
It was, and I responded back to you with something I genuinely felt, which was it was one of the
GF yourself.
Yeah, that's right. That was in my own head. But it was one of the more complete victories against a legitimate team that I feel like we've seen in weeks. You got the middle of the order contributing and the reason that you won on offense. And to your point, point, Fitz, you had the middle relievers delivering like you saw during the middle of the season when they were at their best. So I was more confident about the Red Sox team I saw yesterday than I have been in weeks right now.
And we needed that because we talked about it the other day. There was some base running miscues. You know, defense, you're starting to wonder, is defense going to let you down at some point in a key position as the margins narrow a little bit here for this baseball team? And, yeah, that was a good playoff effort. Also, it sent a signal. Now, I know, Dan Ball, you've been big on it's not the starts of series that we have to worry about. It's the latter parts of series that you have to worry about. But it also sent a signal that they weren't going to freak out. Because everybody in the world, I think Adam Jones was calling it Hell Week or something for the Red Sox, these six games. Like, and they didn't freak out. Did they look like a baseball team of, I mean, if we're going to be honest and you look at sort of the lineup and the way they're sort of haphazardly put together. Young guys, a guy that got DFA'd, a guy that's been struggling. Like, it's kind of a haphazard lineup and construction here. Did they look like they were going to freak out with their season on the line? Because I didn't see freak out. Giolito's scuffling, but he's not freaking out. I just think he's scuffling. He's like, yeah, my fastball doesn't do what it used to do like 2 months ago, so I got to be a little different pitcher here. There was no freak out last night, Fitzy.
No, there was not. And I'll tell you one thing you could probably, I won't say with you know, you can't definitively bank on this.
There's was that a certainty. Duh?
I'm just sort of thinking about how I want to posture or phrase this. But
no, don't think, just speak. That's what I do. It works well.
It's great. Yeah, I already saw people on Twitter suggesting that you be suspended for a day for yesterday's 3-point stance.
They overreact.
It's fun. It's social media. What harm has it ever caused? Anywho, you know, I think there could be, Andy. Now, you got a hit last night, so he's only been back a couple of games, but wouldn't a, you know, hey, he's been on the shelf for a month, he's gotten a little rest, like a sneaky Willie Abreu hot streak, because we know how streaky he is. Like,
yes.
Once he hits a home run, he hits them in bunches. If they get him going by week's end, get into the playoffs, while it does seem like a slap dink sort of like quadruple A lineup at times, you may also have somebody catch fire at the right time. You got to hold out hope for these little things because, by and large, the assessment that we all carry for this team is correct. It's not a potent lineup that's going to put a lot of fear in the hearts of many opponents.
No, but you know what it has the potential to be in the next 5 days and then into the postseason? A really
gutty and heartwarming.
Just likable. Just a yes. Team where we're going to fall in love with somebody. I mean, if you look at the lineup, there's possibilities for likability from, I guess, if you still go in that direction, Yoshida. Dan Ball still wants to like Yoshida and wants him to validate his existence.
I just wanted you to validate his existence. I don't really care.
Yeah, we'll see. He's got to do more than what he's doing right now for me to dive into. I was wrong. You help win games. I'm glad you stuck around. I'm glad we didn't obliterate you from the universe. That kind of thing. Romy Gonzalez is certainly a guy that's not a tentpole player. Like, if that guy gets hot, obviously Nathaniel Lowe, who I just like the story that, did you guys hear the story last week in Tampa when obviously they played his twin brother, that he used to go by Nate Lowe, but then his mom got mad. She's like, I don't really like that. I named you Nathaniel. I'd like you to go by Nathaniel. So he had to do one of those things through the, you know, PR, wherever he was at the time. Like, oh, by the way, everybody, my name's actually Nathaniel. My mom would like, and his brother doesn't have to go by his full name. And Nathaniel Lowe was like, yeah, he's always been the favorite. He can do whatever the hell he wants, and mom doesn't care.
And you can't take your eyes off Nathaniel Lowe!
But Willier Abreu is a guy that, you know, coming off that long extended off stretch, Eaton, Refsnyder, Narvaez, like, they got all these guys that could have one-off plays, clutch hits, right? Clutch defensive plays. And all of a sudden, like, if you have a playoff game last night, let's just say, let's dream scenario for me. Game one of the playoffs, Crochet just deals. 7 scoreless innings, 11 Ks, hands it to Whitlock and Chapman, game over. And then in game two, it's a game like last night where you scuffle, but Nathaniel Lowe drives in two and Narvaez drives in two. That's awesome right there. Like, that's all of a sudden you stole a series. You're in the ALDS. Boom. We're thinking about World Series. Does this team have it? Is it special? Right? That's what we're talking ourselves into if something like that happens.
It does. And let's hope that they can get another one tonight and get that magic number down to a point where it almost feels like a certainty. Side note, that hit by Narvaez, that double was nice.
It was
a sweet, sweet stroke.
Just kind of kept going.
Yeah, it did. Like, very easy swing, too. Like, that. Does it look, is it me, or does it look like he hasn't been fazed by any of the ups and downs this season? Does he look like people that sort of have it? Like, he seems like a very even-keeled dude.
I don't think he's been fazed. I think he's gotten worn down. I think if you were going to tell me the people that have fatigued, Trevor Story's on the list, Giolito's on the list, Chapman's a little bit on the list, Narvaez is a little bit on the list. We had a texter who said, Trevor needs rest. Are you going to rest him now with the season on the line? You can't. He's up to 153 games played, I think it is. He's going to get to 157. I agree he probably needs a rest, but you can't give him a rest. It's a little like Ramondre Stevenson. You need him. You need Ramondre Stevenson. You don't have another option, and you can't really afford to rest Trevor Story right now with how important he is to this baseball team, even if you have to deal with a couple throwing errors mixed in. So Red Sox win 4-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.